Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Monday, July the 6th, 2020, 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour, and we are back after the big holiday weekend. I hope everybody had a very safe and happy 4th of July holiday weekend. You know, it was such a weird weekend, in a way, because the 4th fell on a Saturday, which is a day that most people usually have off of work. Unless you work the weekends. And it makes for a strange holiday because usually everybody gets the 4th off. And so when it falls during the week, even if it falls on a Wednesday or a Thursday, you get that day off. Well, with the 4th falling on a Saturday, most people would already have that off. Well, I don't know if it's most people anymore, but a great number of people would have Saturday off. So some things closed on Saturday, and people already had Sunday off, which was kind of nice to recover from Saturday, which a lot of people needed it, like myself. So it was just a weird 4th of July, and also during the COVID thing, a lot of things did not go on that normally went on. But that's where we are right now. But here's my 4th of July weekend, because, you know, a lot of you heard a lot about my 4th of July weekend, because I talked a lot about the upcoming cookout, and I talked about the show Friday night. I'm sure you heard if you were listening to this station. Now, here's the interesting thing about all this. I have two funny stories which relate to both of these things. Now, Friday was an incredibly busy day, but it turned out to be an incredibly fun day. Friday, I came in here in the morning, and I did my normal Friday morning routine from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., and I'll talk more about that in just a second. But had a great Friday morning, left here for just a little bit because I needed to get some things ready for the Friday night show. I don't remember if I got something to eat or not. I think I might have got something to eat, went home for a little bit, but anyway, I was back here by 5:30, to do the show on Friday night, which ran from 8 until 11 p.m. Now, I know there were people out there listening to the show on Friday because we got a lot of call-ins on Friday night, which were great, and we had a lot of great people in the studio. Now, here are two observations about the Friday night show. Now, I don't know if everybody listened who's listening right now, but here are my two observations about last Friday night show. Now, number one, it was incredibly fun, and I think I even posted on Facebook that I don't think I've ever laughed that hard during a Friday night broadcast. There were points during that broadcast where I laughed so hard, I could literally not speak. Somebody else would say something, and I would say something, and it was just incredibly funny. Now, that's great, because it creates a great mood in the studio. But here is the weird thing about that. When you're doing a show like that and you're laughing on the air so much and you're having such a great time, you think to yourself, ooh, I wonder how that's coming across on the air. I wonder if this is actually coming across as a good show. Well, here's the interesting thing about this. So I thought about that. Because when you're in it, you don't really know. You know you're having a good time, but you don't know if other people are really having a good time listening to it. You hope they are, but you don't really know. So, in any event, we did the show Friday night. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a lot of laughs. It was a great way to spend a Friday night. We all got home kind of late because we didn't get out of... Well, the show wasn't over till 11. We didn't get out of the studio till almost midnight. and we were all still having a good time then. So anyway, I get home, and then on Saturday, before the cookout, because my cookout was not until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which I'll get to that in a second, but on Saturday, I had to go out and get a few last-minute items for the cookout. I still had to get some hamburger, and I still had to get some pop that I had not gotten yet. So I go to the store, and the store, honestly, on Saturday was not that busy. I thought on the 4th of July, the store would be a lot busier than it was. Now, this is the afternoon, probably like maybe noon on Saturday, 4th of July. So I go to the store, and I'm in the back of the store, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I'll get my things and I'll get out of here. And this gentleman approaches me in the store, and he says, I got to tell you. Now, see, I didn't realize the show was replaying during that hour, the show from Saturday night. The guy says, I got to tell you, I listened to that show last night, and you cannot help but laugh at that show. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, now, are you laughing at the show because it was a wreck, or are you laughing at the show because it was funny? And the guy said, I kind of said that to him. I said, well, was it a wreck? Is that why you were laughing at it? And the guy says, no. He says, it was just funny. It was so spontaneous. And it was spontaneous, I will tell you that. He said, it was so spontaneous and so fun to listen to. Are you going to leave that in the repeats for a while? Because I would like to listen to that again. He said, it was just very funny. And I thought, well, this is a good sign. I thought, well, this guy has good taste, so we hope everybody has good taste. And I ended up getting three messages on Facebook on Saturday, and I think there was one yesterday, Sunday, of people who just enjoyed that special on Friday night. And I wasn't really even sure how many people were going to listen to it, to be honest with you, because it was the night before the 4th. I know a lot of people had plans. It was Friday night. A lot of people had the weekend off. And I was just so happy to hear that the reception was so great for something that we had so much fun doing. But what this says to me is, and what it's always said to me about radio and really any other kind of broadcasting is that if you're having fun, the audience is going to have a good time. And I think that's what happened Friday night. We clearly were having fun in the studio, and I think that led the audience to have a great time. And the show was great, and we got to do some things on Friday night that we really have never done before. We had a great crowd here in the studio. We had different people on than we normally would. We took phone calls. We did things with the Declaration of Independence that we had not done before. And we also had people on the air that we had never had on the air before, and that turned out to be okay, too. And I'll tell you more about that as the morning goes on. But it was really just a lot of fun. So if you have anything to say about Friday night show, if you happen to listen or possibly catch a repeat of it, give me a buzz here this morning. I'd love to know what you think as we recover from the big 4th of July weekend. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. You know, I always know it's a good broadcast when somebody says, are you drinking? Clearly, we were not drinking on Friday night. But when somebody asks if you're drinking, that means clearly you're having a fun time. And that's exactly what happened on Friday night. So if you happen to hear it in the repeat or have any question or comment about it, feel free to give that now. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you did anything of interest over the 4th of July weekend or on the 4th itself, I would love to hear that. 740-383-9944. So that was great. So we did the show on Friday night. Saturday morning, I had the big cookout set up. Now, here's the interesting thing about this cookout. Basically, I had invited the same people who had been at the cookout on Memorial Day. And pretty much everyone showed up, plus new people. Oh, here comes a call. Maybe this is somebody who heard the show on Friday night or who did something interesting. Go ahead, caller.
This is Martha Dallas from AC.
Well, Martha, how are you?
I want to tell you what happened the 4th of July of 1950.
1950. Tell me, Martha.
Mr. and Mrs. Joe Manessi got married.
Oh, my good. Was that your wedding anniversary, Martha?
Yes. I had 70 years this Saturday.
My goodness. 70 years ago you got married. How about... Well, congratulations, Martha.
And we went to Colorado for our honeymoon. We went to the Garden of the Gods and the Royal Gorge. That state of Colorado is one special place.
Oh, you know, a lot of people from Ohio love to go to Colorado to this day.
Yes, I can see why.
Well, Martha, I'm so glad you got to celebrate your 70th wedding anniversary. Now, of course, Joe passed away in 2003, but I'm sure he was somewhere...
No, 2002.
Oh, 2002. And I'm sure he was looking down on you on Saturday.
He died on my mom and dad's wedding anniversary, March the 6th.
My goodness. That is hard to believe.
And when he left me, his last Christmas was December 25th, 2001. He says, Martha, I want you to remember something. I want you to say Merry Christmas, K-I-S-S-M-A-S.
Merry Christmas. Well, I love it. I love it, Martha. I love it. And you do that to this day, don't you?
Yes.
Now, Martha, did you hear the 4th of July special we did on Saturday night here?
I heard about it.
Did, what'd you think of it?
Well, knowing you, it's first class.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha. We had a lot of fun on Friday night.
I know it.
We had Jeff Ruth was here, and Sean Kraft was here, and Terry Tackett, and Ted Williams. We had the whole crew in here on Friday night.
Well, you always do things so good. I love listening to you. You have the best talented people on your shows.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha. We try to do the best we can here, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and hopefully one day soon we'll be able to see each other.
Oh, I called your phone last night and told you I had your birthday present.
Oh,
I got you an Ohio State Cup. You're going to love it.
Really? You have an Ohio State Cup for me?
And that's for your birthday, February 24.
Oh, that's right. Now, it's been a while since we've seen each other. We haven't been able to exchange gifts like that.
Do you know how I remember 24?
How do you do that, Martha?
Two dozen.
I love it. Well, Martha...
Right?
That's exactly right. So
12
you...
is one dozen. 6 is a half dozen. 36 is 3 dozen.
You're exactly right.
My mother taught me how to remember.
Your mother must have been quite a woman. Now, she was a school teacher, was she not, Martha?
Yes. Irving Chute Schoolhouse, one room. That when that was first built, they hired my mother to teach in it.
Isn't that something? My goodness. Now, Martha, what are
you...
Do
you know where that is, Irving Chutes Road?
Oh, yeah, I know where Irving Chutes Road is.
Out by Ridgedale.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any big plans coming up? They're going to open up the homes there on the 20th, right?
Well, I can't wait to play bingo again with your grandpa.
So what have you been up to, Martha, as of late? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I've been missing you.
Uh-oh. Well, I've missed you too, Martha.
You're special.
Well, has anything been going on there that you guys have been able to do at the place where you live?
No, everybody's been quarantined. We haven't had no guests here. We haven't seen you for a long, long time.
I know, back in March.
March?
Yeah, I think it was March when that all happened.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard to believe.
We celebrated Mother's Day. We all went outside and people came by and talked to seen us in their cars. We had a parade on Mother's Day and Father's Day. People came to see us on those two special days.
Well, that's awfully nice. Did a lot of people show up for the parades on those holidays?
Yes, it was real nice. Shannon Kellogg produced it.
Well, that's great. Now, Martha, you did so many things on the 4th of July for so many years. What kind of shows did you used to put on the 4th?
We had Cadillac convertibles, Chevrolet convertible, Lincoln convertible. Every 4th of July, Joe and I got in our convertibles and drove up to the fairground and watched fireworks in our convertibles.
Wow. Was it a good show?
I love that wedding day.
You know, a lot of people...
1950.
A lot of people have gotten married on the 4th of July, and we can certainly put Joe and Martha Menasi at the top of that list.
Yes.
Well, Martha, I'm so glad you called in, and certainly happy 70th wedding anniversary.
I'm going to call you every time I hear you.
Well, anytime you hear Martha, you call right in. Thank you, Martha.
I love you.
Love
Bye-bye.
You, Martha. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. The one and only queen of dance in Marion, Ohio, Martha Dowse Menasi, celebrating 70 years in, what is it now? She's been in Marion for well over 75 years, but 70 years, 70th wedding anniversary as of July the 4th. How about that? Well, thank you, Martha, for calling in. Now, if anybody has anything else to say about the Friday night show, which was a lot of fun, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear what you think about the Friday night show, which was a lot of fun. So from there, we went to the cookout. And as I say said a few minutes ago, everybody who basically was invited to the Memorial Day cookout came to the 4th of July cookout. And we even had more people because there were people who were not invited to the Memorial Day cookout who ended up coming to the 4th of July cookout, which was great. Now, here's what I will say about this 4th of July cookout. This went so well, but one of the problems was the heat. The heat was just awful. So before the 4th of July cookout, you know, I get the table outside and I get the chairs outside because that's what you do with a cookout. You eat outside. You do that sort of thing. And everybody started to arrive about 3 o'clock. And immediately what I noticed was that nobody was all that thrilled about sitting outside in the great heat. So we all kind of mingled around inside. And I'll tell you, it turned into the one... I just cannot tell you how much fun we had in doing that on Saturday. It was a great, great, great time. Everybody... We kind of sat in a big circle at one point and just told stories and laughed and made fun of things and talked about things going on. It was just so much fun. And I talked to so many people who were there when it was over, and they just talked about the fun they had. And people brought things that were very good. We had deviled eggs. We had potato chips and dip. We had hamburgers. We had hot dogs. We had carrot cake, which I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. We had carrot cake. We had, oh, goodness gracious, what else did we have? We had just all kind. We had lettuce and carrots and whole spreads of things for the big Memorial Day, or 4th of July, if I can get this right, 4th of July cookout. So it was just a tremendous amount of fun, and could not have been better. What a bunch of fun the 4th of July turned out to be. Could not have been a better weekend. Absolutely enjoyed it. And what this again tells me is sometimes when you get a group of people together, because the group of people that I get together on the 4th of July and on Memorial Day are not necessarily related to each other. Now, I'm related to a couple of them, but by and large, I'm not related to the entire group. And it is just so much fun and getting more fun. Now, Memorial Day was a little different because Memorial Day was a little heavier and just different. 4th of July was just fun, just a lot of fun. So I thank everybody who came. I thank everybody who had a good time. And I'm sure we'll do it again on Labor Day. So that was my, and that party went on forever and ever and ever. And I actually got pictures of it this time because so many people were asking me, again with the pictures, they were saying, you know, well, take some pictures of it. Let us know what's going on. Let us know who comes to the party. Well, I was able during the 4th of July party to get some pictures, and I did put them up on Facebook. So I hope people got a chance to look at those pictures, because they were a lot of fun. And I think it shows how much fun we were having. We did, you know, it was an interesting thing, because at one point we actually went outside, because I have these flowers. I don't know why this bothers me. I don't know, it doesn't bother me in like an anxiety way. It bothers me in like a curiosity way. Here's what happened. I have these, I've lived where I've lived now for over 5 years. And I have these flowers in the front yard, and they're the weirdest flowers in the world. I have like 3 bushels of them. And what happens is when there's a lot of heat and a lot of rain, which usually happens late June, early July, these flowers bloom, and they're great flowers, like very nice looking flowers. But the first time a big wind or a big storm comes in, it blows all the petals off of them, and then they don't come back till the following year. And I thought, what are these flowers? So I happened to bring this up during the cookout on Saturday. And so somebody came outside with me, and we all went out and we looked at these flowers, and we're trying to diagnose exactly what these flowers are, to the point to where I took a picture. Well, I didn't take the picture. Somebody else took the picture of me holding the flower as we're all outside looking at it. So I put that up on Facebook, and what I learned was that the flower is a daylily. So I guess they're daylilies. But here's what I don't understand about the daylilies, and I was even asking this question on Facebook, and I think I got some answers. But any of you gardeners out there, tell me this about a daylily. Why are they out for such a short period of time? I mean, they look so nice when they're out in the yard, but should I go out there and clip them? Because the first time a storm comes through, it blows them off, and then you never see them again. So what exactly are you supposed to do with daylilies? Obviously, I've learned that a daylily is a, I always screw this up. Okay, an annual only comes up once, and a perennial comes up forever. I hope I have that right. I screw that up constantly. But, well, whatever this is, it comes up once a year. So I'm thinking that's a perennial. Forever. I think that's right. Now, if I've screwed that up, somebody tell me. But, what am I supposed to do with these daylilies? Am I just supposed to wait till the big storm comes in and blows them off and then wait till next year to see them again? Is that the deal with them? Is that what you do with a daylily? Or do you find some, because I know daylilies, and these are the big variety of daylily, that a lot of people sell those at florist. They send those to people. They give them to people. Is that what I'm supposed to do when the daylilies bloom? I go out and I cut them and I find somebody I like and I give them the daylilies? Is that what you're supposed to do? And they can keep them alive inside where the storm is not happening? I'm just not sure about these daylilies. Does anybody know anything about them? If you do, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because now I've got these daylilies in the yard, and they're blooming like crazy now because of the heat, and they got the rain back in June. And on Saturday, they even hadn't bloomed fully. Maybe a few of them were starting to bloom, but now they're blooming like nuts. So I got all these daylilies. Is that what I should do? Should I just go out and clip them? And when you clip a flower, how far down should you clip it? I know there's a rule on that too, because if you clip it too close to the actual flower, then you'll kill it. So where should you clip the daylily? And also, how do you keep the daylilies living if you clip them from your own yard? I don't know. A lot of questions there. If you have a green thumb, if you're a gardener, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to know if you have any information on the old day lilies, which apparently are what's growing in my front yard at this particular point. Okay, well, that was Friday and Saturday, and boy, were those busy days. You know, I try to stay in touch with people, and I do it usually through Facebook Messenger. I like it. It's easy to use. It's on my cell phone. It's on a lot of computers I have. So I keep in touch with people through Facebook Messenger. It was very difficult those 2 days to keep in touch with people because I wasn't constantly looking at the Facebook Messenger because I was busy doing things. But it was just, it was fun, a lot of fun. And I'm sure more stories from Friday night and Saturday will arise as time goes on. But just a great, great 2 days. Could not have enjoyed them more. Now, there's something here I want to talk about in regard to baseball, but I'm going to save that for a minute because I want to get a few other things here in... here's one. I was talking about... hopefully this is somebody to tell me about daylilies, because clearly I have no clue about those. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your daylilies?
Yes.
After they finish blooming and the leaves die off, just pull them all out as long as you don't damage the bulb and they'll come up fresh next spring.
Well, here's the problem. The first time it storms, and I don't know when that's going to be. The weather looks pretty good right now. But the first time it storms and we get a big rain or we get a big wind, it blows all the petals and everything off, and then they don't come back till the following year. Yeah, it's weird. But they keep coming up every year, so I know they're not dead. But I wonder, because it's such a short time, like right now, they're blooming right now. So they'll probably be full in bloom by the middle of the week, because they bloom very fast.
Right.
So if like a big storm would come by on Friday, once they're in full bloom, it would blow all the petals off, because they're very easy to blow the petals off.
Sure.
And if it blows the petals off, it'll be gone, and I will not see them again until next summer.
What kind of daylilies you got, but mine will come back. They usually come back a couple, three times a year.
Yeah, it's weird. Only one time. I don't know. They're maroon. They always come out the same color. It's a maroon. Yeah, kind of a maroon petal, and then it's yellow in the center.
Huh. Mine are orange and yellow. Or the tiger lilies, of course, are orange. And then the daylilies are yellow. But I don't know what your red is. You sure they're daylilies?
Well, that's what everybody said. See, I didn't know. But everybody at the...
tulips bloom once and then they're done for the year.
Well, they don't look like tulips, because I everybody at the party said they were a lily. So then somebody took the picture and I put it up on Facebook, and everybody, I had like 10 people say, yes, those are daylilies, those are daylilies, those are daylilies. And I kept asking people, I kept saying, well, okay, but when that big storm comes, what am I supposed to do? Because I feel like, because I know daylilies will live inside if you can take care of them. So... I don't know, should I go out as soon as they bloom and cut them and then give them to somebody? You know, because they're a nice-looking flower.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's a one bloom on these things, and then when that storm comes through, you don't see them again until the next year.
Yeah, mine are in bloom right now. and they'll bloom all summer long.
It's strange. I don't know what causes that.
Huh.
Yeah.
My daylilies are out, my daisies are out, and my coneflowers are all blooming.
Well, it definitely looks nice right now. Until the big storm comes, it'll look nice.
I'll be darned.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yep, phone lines are open. If you have any information on daylilies, I'd love to hear about it because it's weird. I don't understand why they only bloom once. And I for a long time, I thought, well, maybe they're dead. And when the storm comes, it just kills them. But they come back the following summer. Every summer they come, but they only bloom once. So I don't know. It's really, really kind of strange. Oh, I'm getting word here. It's a ruby spider daylily. Oh, somebody must have looked at the picture. It's a ruby spider daylily. Now, do they only bloom once? Does that mean anything of interest? Go ahead, caller.
I'm calling about the daylily.
Yeah, help me out, because I need help with them.
Basically, it's a perennial. They will bloom 4 to 6 weeks, and then after that, you just have your foliage. And the difference, you can cut a daylily, but the bloom only lasts for a day, hence the name daylilies, versus like the hybrid lilies. They're same, similar, but they're different, if that makes sense.
So if I would cut the daylily out of the flower bed and gave it to somebody, how long is that, even if they, you know, water it and do all the things you should do, how long is that going to last?
The bloom's only going to last a day.
So the petals will fall off in a day?
Yes.
Wow.
And the lilies that you see at the grocery stores, those are the hybrid lilies, like the Asiatic lilies. They're the ones that grow like in a single stalk and have lots of buds on top.
That's interesting. Well, do you have any reasoning for why they only bloom once?
Because it's a perennial.
Well, what?
Annuals bloom all summer long, and then they die. The perennials come up, they bloom, the bloom dies, what's left is the foliage, and the foliage lasts until the next year.
Huh.
Dies back and then basically feeds the plant, and then the process starts all over again. Am I making any sense?
What confuses me is if, like right now they're blooming,
yes.
So they look nice, they look good. Now, if we don't have a rainstorm or a big windstorm for like 3 weeks, they'll stay there. They will be fine. Because, like, for example, the daylily that had bloomed on Saturday, which is why this came up at the 4th of July cookout.
Uh-huh.
So they had just started to bloom on Saturday, and one or two had bloomed. And I've got like three big bushes of them.
Uh-huh.
So I took somebody outside and I showed them that, and that's when they said, well, I think it's a daylily. But, you know, that's still there, and that was Saturday. It has not fallen or went by the wayside yet, and they're all starting, and they'll all bloom, and they'll all be there until a big wind or rainstorm comes by and cleans them off.
Well, they bloom. There's several blooms on the stalk, so as one fades, the other takes its place. And again, they last for about 4 to 6 weeks.
So the flower part of it, the bloom, that doesn't last for 4 to 6 weeks, right?
No, it goes, again, the flower will bloom, and then that flower will die off, but another one will take its place.
Oh, see, now that's the part that doesn't happen. Because, like I say, they'll come up this one time, and they'll be and they will stay there until we have a big wind or rainstorm. And then once that big wind or rainstorm comes, they're gone. Until next year. And then the same thing will happen next summer. It's happened five years now that I've lived there.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't understand what causes that, and I don't understand why they only bloom once a summer, and I don't know why.
Well, it's like flowering trees. Again, in the spring, all the trees flower.
Right.
And they only last for about a month, and maybe a little bit longer if we have a cooler season. But then the flowers die. That's when the leaves come. The sun, the rain, everything, it feeds that leaf in order for it to bloom again next year.
Well,
I'm really confused with your day lilies, because that you have the stalk that comes up
right
with the flower on it.
Right.
And at the end of that stalk, there should be several buds.
Yeah,
and as one flower opens and dies back, then another flower on the end of that stalk should open the next day. And then the day after that, that one should kind of wither, and then another flower should open.
Now see, what happens is I have these three stalks, three bushels, and right now they're all coming up, and they all have bulbs on the end, and now they're all blooming. So it's like I have three bushes of these daylilies, which each bushel probably has like 15 daylilies on it. Now, they're not in full bloom yet, but they're getting pretty close. And it all started on Saturday. Now, they will all bloom. And at one point this week, there will be three bushels that probably have 10 to 15 daylilies on each of them. And they'll all be in bloom. And then, like I said, when that rainstorm comes in, or that windstorm, it's easy to blow those flowers off. It'll blow the petals off, and then there won't be anything again until next year.
Yeah. I need to show you what I'm talking about.
So are you just talking, like, the flower only blooms once a year, is that what you're saying?
The daylily itself, the plant, you have the plant with all the green leaves coming up, right?
Right.
Then you have a flower stalk.
Right.
Or several that come straight up out of the plant.
Right.
On the end of that flower stalk, there are lots of buds.
Right.
As one bud opens and will bloom, the next day, that bud will kind of wither, but you have another bud that takes over.
See, that's the part I don't see.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know why that doesn't. What? Because
I need to have you come to my yard.
Well, I'm gonna, because I don't see them withering. See, I guess that's what I don't see. Like, if I would go look at the flower that bloomed on Saturday, it still looks the same. It looks just like the other ones that are blooming on the other bushels. But when the only thing that takes them out is the rainstorm.
No, I'm truly confused, Scott.
I know that's what confused, because I've never seen a flower like that. Because the first year I was there, I thought, well, maybe this is something the person who lived here before me planted, that they just wanted to come up this year. Because I kind of moved in the spring. And I thought that would be it. When they came and went, they'd be gone. But this process keeps happening every year, and has happened for 5 years now. And here we are. It's happening again this year. And I don't know. See, I'm just not sure what to do, because I only get one shot with these things.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what?
Well, unless you have to take another picture of the plant.
I'm going to have to.
Put it on Facebook. Let me see the leaves. Because if you do have, if it's a daylily, a true daylily, it'll do what I said it's going to do. If it's an Asiatic lily, then they do bloom differently.
Now, somebody did look it up this morning, and they're saying it's a ruby spider daylily. Now, I don't know if that means anything.
Well, if it's a daylily, it's Hemercallis. If it's an Asiatic, that's in the lilium family. So, the name, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, when they're in full bloom this week, because I say there are three bushels there, when they're in full bloom and each one has like 10 or 15 daylilies on it, I will take a picture of the whole, and you'll see all these. That's why I say one doesn't die off and another one doesn't come in. That process doesn't.
Not the whole stalk, just the bloom.
Right, the bloom. Yeah, the blooms stay. That's why I say none of the blooms will go away until that rainstorm happens. You'll see when I, because the one I took on Saturday, that was the only one that had bloomed so far. But now, here we are on Monday, when I passed by them this morning, there's probably about 10 of them now over the three, and there are even some more that look like they're about to burst. But the original is still there, and it doesn't look any different than it did on Saturday.
Okay.
It's weird. I've never seen a plant grow like that. So I'm thinking maybe I, because they only come once a year, maybe I should just clip these things once they all bloom, and give them to somebody, maybe who likes to press flowers, or maybe I'll give them to somebody who I like, because this is a cheap way to get out of ordering flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people like will. You know what? Years ago, I dated a girl, and I sent her flowers. That was how nice a guy I was back in those days.
Uh-huh.
And she loved lilies. Absolutely. She loved the name Lily. She wanted to name a kid Lily. She named a cat Lily. She loved lilies in general. And, you know, I used to have to pay fairly big bucks to get lilies delivered to her on her birthday and things like that. And I thought, boy, I wish I'd have lived here then. I could have just cut the lilies right out of my yard, put them in a vase, and went along with it.
Okay.
No, isn't that what you... Isn't that what gardeners... I want to be like Tom McNutt. I want to get this right.
Well, there's definitely a difference between a daylily and a hybrid lily.
So if I cut
Two different families. What you're describing as the daylily isn't making sense to me.
It's weird. And so if I would go out there and I would cut that, like that one I took a picture of on Saturday, if I would go out there and I would cut that, and I would put it in a vase of water, and I would go give that to somebody, you say that would die within a day?
It's not going to last, no, not like a normal cut flower.
Is there any way to preserve flowers, even though they're real, that will last, they'll last a little while?
Yeah, there's like Lawrence Orchards. They have a process out there. I think it's called Everlasting or something like that. It's a whole process. I do not know how to do that. But I've I know it can be done.
I'm going to have to, we'll have to see, but I'll keep an eye out on Facebook, and you'll have to see these. So you saw the pictures from the party. What did you think of the pictures from the big 4th of July party?
I thought it was very nice.
It
looked like you guys were having fun.
Oh my goodness, did we have a good, you know what happened? Memorial Day was a little bit of a somber day, because Charlie had passed away the day before.
Right.
And I think it was just a little somberish on Memorial Day, and as well it should have been. And but 4th of July, everybody was in a good mood. We did it so late in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Everybody brought food. It was just... A lot of time we spent inside because it was so darn hot.
Right.
Oh, but boy, did we have... We had so much fun. And you would not think that that group of people would talk about the stuff they did. That's what I turned and said to another person there. I said, you know, you would not expect this group of people to be having the conversations that we had on Saturday afternoon. Well, really, nobody left until quite a late time on Saturday.
That's the sign of a good party.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, boy, that's the sign of a good party.
So yeah, but I'll definitely, when the daylilies are in full bloom, I'll give you a, I'll put a picture up on Facebook, and you'll have to let me know what you see.
I'll do that.
The mess of this. Well, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, any more information on daylilies? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see. Are we going to get any more calls on the day lilies? Because I don't know what I'm doing. But I do know this. I'm going to attempt this year because I know it will just blow. I know it's going to blow them off. And I know that's going to happen. And when it blows the petals off, they'll be gone forever. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut these things, and I'm going to give them to somebody, and I know just who I'm going to give them to. Go ahead, caller.
I just pulled up the picture, Scott. That's a tiger lily.
That's a tiger lily?
Yep.
So yep. Not a ruby spider day lily. So what do I do with a tiger lily? Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, they act a little different than the day lily.
Oh, so are they supposed to disappear just like that?
They probably will. They'll come up and they will die off. The tiger lilies don't last as long as the day lily.
So what do I do? I mean, like if I clipped them, are they going to die within a day in a pot of water?
Probably.
Oh, man. I guess I just take the picture while they're there, I guess.
Yeah, you see a lot of these along the roadside. They're a wild breed.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, so it's a tiger lily, not a ruby spider day lily.
Day lilies are normally a yellow.
That's interesting. Well,
I've got a bunch of those too.
Well,
they last as long.
I appreciate, because I've always wondered what these things were about, but I appreciate the information.
Yeah, a day lily, a bud is more round, and those buds are long.
Yeah, they are, but they look so nice for the few days they're there. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Got about a minute left in this hour. Still have a whole nother hour. Don't forget Adam, the computer guy, this morning. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6. But yeah, this whole daylily thing is very interesting to me. This is the gardening show this morning. So if you have any more comments or questions on the daylilies, give me a call, 740-383-9944. If you can't get through, just means, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Still have a whole host of other things to talk about that went on this past weekend, and we might talk some more about the flowers, because I find that interesting. I think it's all fascinating when it comes to horticulture and the world of gardening in Ohio, because I certainly am not great at that stuff. We'll be back after news and weather. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. Which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real. Because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess,
but there is something fascinated, tactful.